My guest at this time is Frank Gaffney, former Assistant Secretary of Defense in the Reagan administration. He's now president of the Center for Security Policy. He's also the host of Secure Freedom Radio, and we want to get his thoughts today as President Obama, Defense Secretary Panetta, and other national security leaders of the Obama administration detail today some different strategies, ways of reducing the size of America's ground forces, and basically reducing the cost of defense spending by nearly $500 billion over the next decade. And Frank, thanks very much for being with us.
Happy to do it.
This is something obviously we knew was coming. The administration had talked about this. We also know it's part of the default or sequestration of the super committee failing to find spending cuts in other places. So what do you make of the overall strategy here, from reduction of ground troops and the Army and Marines to less of a presence in Europe to perhaps a larger presence in Asia? Overall, what's the impact on our national security?
I think even before all this came down, Greg, we were in trouble. And I think that anybody who's really familiar with the needs of the military and of the country, for that matter, appreciates that the kinds of cuts that are now being talked about or programmed will eviscerate the United States Armed Forces. It's all well and good to talk about having a better capability to deal with Asia and being leaner and doing it all with fewer resources and far fewer people. The reality is, I'm concerned that this one war strategy is going to be an invitation to war strategy. We've seen this movie before. When we've weakened ourselves, it provokes aggression. I think it will have a bad ending this time, as it has in the past. And it's tragic that we're doing this to ourselves, knowing that that's the almost certain upshot of it.
Frank, obviously there are many national security and international security concerns, from Iran and its nuclear program to what is now surrounding Israel and Egypt and Syria and some other countries that have gone through recent revolutions of some sort. We obviously have the emergence of China further to the east. These countries, how are they viewing all this?
As I say, I think that our enemies are being emboldened. Our allies are being undermined, certainly made more nervous at the very least, and our country is being diminished in the process. You know, President Obama, we should remember, really came into office saying that he wanted to fundamentally transform the United States of America, and I think most of us immediately took that as his social and domestic agenda. I think that the president has very much had at heart, from the inception of his presidency, fixing something that he's thought was wrong with America, namely this this superpower that has a reputation for being a bully or for being overbearing, and he wants to fix that. And he's trying to, in a variety of ways, including promoting the United Nations as the only legitimate mechanism for resolving world problems. And otherwise trying to appease enemies of this country and make them less unhappy with us, distancing ourselves from our friends. But the thing that will be the most lasting and perhaps most devastating of these legacies of the Obama years will be this hollowing out of the armed forces of the United States, lacking, as I think we will, the ability to project power that we need to have, the forward presence in multiple places to protect our interests and those of our friends and allies. And otherwise, as I say, giving rise to a perception that America is in retreat and decline. And that can only make the world a more dangerous place, not a safer one.
Frank, you're certainly familiar with how the defense appropriations process works. Is this a done deal? Will Congress have the ability to scale this back to some extent? Or does the fact that this is part of the sequestration and part of announced defense cuts from a while ago mean that, for the most part, this is going to happen?
I think it's unclear. My concern is, to be perfectly candid with you, I think some very bad things are likely to happen between now and when the sequestration knife falls in Congress. That may upset the apple cart. We may wind up throwing money at trying to reconstitute capabilities that are desperately needed at that point. I think there's a decent prospect that Congress is going to try to limit some of the damage, but whether it will be in time and whether it will be sufficient is anybody's guess. And the kind of leadership, such as it is, that we're getting out of the White House is not going to make that any easier.
What do you hope to hear from whoever's the Republican nominee on this?
I hope a very forceful critique of a defeatist strategy, a commitment to try to ensure that we return to what Reagan used to call a philosophy of peace through strength, and to ensure that we're following the very well-tested dictum that if you want peace, prepare for war. We are pursuing the hope of peace, and I think making the likelihood of war much more certain because of the hollowing out, the evisceration, and the emboldening of our enemies that's involved.
Just about 60 seconds or so left with Frank Gaffney, former Assistant Secretary of Defense, President of the Center for Security Policy. And Frank, obviously a lot of folks who are bullish on the military, to the right on the political spectrum, very critical of this administration for being all too willing to cut spending on the military when they're not willing to cut spending in many other places whatsoever. On the flip side, they would say that a lot of folks on the right are more than willing to cut in other areas, but never the military. What's a responsible approach to reducing spending as part of overall debt reduction or anything else when it comes to the military?
It's not as though the military has not taken cuts. There's been something on the order of $350 billion taken out since President Obama came to office. If one wishes to say, let's find waste, fraud, and abuse, I'm quite certain that that will be covered to a considerable measure in that fashion. The issue is, what is the first and most solemn constitutional responsibility of our government? And that is to provide for the common defense. The many other things that we've strapped on as things that we want our government to do for us are nice to have, but if we do not have our security, I'm afraid the rest of it won't matter very much. And I'm fearful that we are going to jeopardize our security and perhaps, in the process, jeopardize a lot of other things as well.
Well, the issue of national security and foreign policy certainly has taken a back seat in the campaign. We'll see if today's news and other events related to it change that in a major way. Frank, thank you very much, as always, for being with us.
My pleasure, Greg. Thank you.
Frank Gaffney is a former Assistant Secretary of Defense for President Reagan. He is also the president of the Center for Security Policy and the host of Secure Freedom Radio. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.